It's been a long, brutal winter, metaphorically, for public education. In the 6 years since a collapsing economy triggered the Great Recession, New York's public schools and colleges have been stuck out in the cold. Deep budget cuts have starved public education of the support they need. Billions of dollars in state cuts, cuts that hit without sympathy for geography or need, forced districts to chop programs and staff. To be truthful, for the past 2 years, state funding has increased, although not too generously. Maybe we can call it a January thaw. Still, the fact remains that more than half of the state's school districts are operating today with less state funding than in 2008. Public education remains billions of dollars in the hole. To add insult to injury, Albany enacted a property tax cap that strips away local control of schools. The cap makes it nearly impossible for local voters to invest more of their own tax dollars to support a rich and rigorous learning environment for their children. If that's the depth of education's winter, hopefully spring is just around the corner for public schools. Ironic, isn't it? Just as the real weather around here is getting blustery and the snow starts to fly, public education may be feeling the first rays of a warming sun. New York State now has a budget surplus. Some estimates put it at more than $5 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. An improving economy and legal settlements with several major banks have infused the state's treasury with new money. The Educational Conference Board, a coalition of major statewide education groups, including New York State United Teachers, recently released a thoughtful report on how New York State could use some of that surplus to help public education turn the corner. ECB was conscious of Governor Cuomo's admonition that the surplus should not be used for unsustainable spending, but rather for one-time investments. ECB wants the governor and legislature to approve a state education budget that reflects modestly higher costs, about 3%, and to pay schools about $300 million in prior year claims. That's money already owed to school districts, sometimes for years. In addition, education groups want the state to accelerate the elimination of the gap elimination adjustment, which has drained money from districts to help close the state's budget deficit, a deficit which no longer exists. And public education wants new state money to expand pre-kindergarten programs upstate. Just about every piece of educational research says quality early childhood education programs are a smart investment if we're serious about ending the achievement gap. It adds up to a $1.9 billion state funding increase for public education. Money from the budget surplus should be used to help school districts begin to turn the corner and provide the programs and services that New York's students need. As president of NYSET, I promise that teachers and parents will be a strong voice for increased school aid. We will be a voice that cannot be ignored. During the fiscal crisis, some belt tightening was understandable. But with the state enjoying a $5 billion budget surplus, it's way past time to make the needed investments in schools and colleges. This year, there are no excuses.